Can you talk about the issue of dose and bevacizumab?
The dose for bevacizumab is complicated only if one worries about the details. The simple answers are, in the first-line setting, the dose of 5 milligrams per kilogram every 2 weeks, which is a dose intensity of 2.5 milligrams per kilogram per week, is a standard of care. Some studies which are now ongoing using mostly capecitabine-based regimens with oxaliplatin, which use an every 3 week cycle of equivalent dose intensity, also are being done. Those are 7.5 milligrams per kilogram every 3 weeks, which is essentially the same dosing given the long half-life of the drug. In the second-line setting, the dose is 10 milligrams per kilogram. Now, what we don't have is a direct comparison of 5 versus 10 in either setting, first or second line directly. We have an older study of the initial randomized phase 2 design, which showed placebo versus 5 milligrams per kilogram versus 10 milligrams per kilogram. In that study, the 5 milligram per kilogram dose did a little bit better. There are lots of disclaimers related to potential imbalances between the 5 and 10 milligram group. However, the 5 milligram dose looked good enough to pursue in the phase 3 study, and clearly that dose is active. We know the safety profile of that drug in that setting. 10 milligrams per kilogram, however, looked a little better in other randomized phase 2 studies, with all of the disclaimers about small sample sizes, potential imbalances in those studies as well. But since one needs to pick a dose to pursue, 10 milligrams per kilogram has actually been selected as the dose to use for all other clinical studies in diseases outside of first-line colon cancer. As you know, 10 milligrams per kilogram seems to be active with FOLFOX in the second-line setting for colon, the first-line setting for breast with paclitaxel, and in the first-line setting in non-small cell lung with paclitaxel plus carboplatin. Now, what I can't tell you is for colon cancer when I would ever actually treat a patient with 10 milligrams per kilogram. Now that there are very few patients who arrive on your door who have not had bevacizumab in the first-line setting, there are very few reasons to treat initially in the second-line setting. One can come up with a few scenarios, such as they were on a clinical trial without bevacizumab initially, they had some complication which one wanted to postpone such treatment. In that setting, if it's truly second-line, I would use a 10 milligram per kilogram dose. If there was a hybrid scenario where this was really a delayed first-line setting, I would use 5 milligrams per kilogram. The pharmacokinetics and the likely biological activity of bevacizumab compared to how well it can blot up all expected VEGF in the body should suggest that there would probably be very little difference between the doses, so I don't get into a lot of complicated discussions either with myself or with patients over the potential differences. I think one needs to respect the clinical data, and where 5 has been shown to be effective, use 5. In other disease settings where 10 has been shown to be effective, 10 should be used. The question you may be hinting at is, where do we go in the future? So is there really a difference between 5 and 10? Is even higher dosing or potentially even lower dosing worthy of study? I think these are all interesting questions, but it is likely that if it takes generally several hundred patients to see an effect from no bevacizumab to active doses, it may be very hard to distinguish between two active doses. And even if one were to be incrementally better, it would take an enormous number of patients to try to tease that out. I'm not sure that may end up being necessarily the most compelling question, given all of the other issues we've discussed, including potential combinations with other agents, duration of therapy, treatment past progression. All of these need to be addressed.